Well, our concerns is, first of all, let us say we welcome all camper vans and all visitors in the Bundoran area. That goes without saying. But when camper vans come along and go into the car park, quite a number of them at a time, and they just park everywhere and anywhere, it's first of all, it takes up the spaces then of cars where you want to park. And secondly, it's unregulated. And thirdly, there's a health and safety problem there, where they start to take out facilities for cooking and gas and all that. And it's totally unsatisfactory. The fact of the matter is that in Bundoran, there's two private operators who operate a fantastic camper site van, and we're hopefully that a third one will be open shortly. What we need is regulated, and that these people go into the sites and get hooked up into the sewer. Their garbage will be taken care of, and they can have a shower, and there's a laundry mat and everything in them. And it's a fantastic site, both sites. And as I said, there's a third one, hopefully will be open before the summer ends.
And while it might seem that they're doing this sort of, oh, well, let's just roll into Bundoran and there's a handy spot, or let's roll down to Murph, we can pull in there, it's not as random as one might think, because these are places that are being recommended on campervan forums and such, you know, where someone says, oh, I was in Bundoran, if you want to pull down there into the car park, there's generally spaces if you land there in the early evening, and, you know, you got great views and it's handy. You know, this kind of, so it's not random. There is some level of organisation. Certain places get recommended to others within the campervan and caravanning community.
That is correct, Jay. The camper vans arrive, quite a number of them arrive on a Friday evening, and then they're there for the weekend, you know. The point is that there is no facilities there. There's no toiletry there. And then when they leave on the Monday morning or the Sunday night, there's bags of rubbish lying at the bottle bins and clothes banks. Mm. And the council and the tidy towns have a problem then. They've got to clean the whole lot up. And also, the problem is that when they do come, they're hanging about and having parties and drinking. And it's totally unacceptable and unsatisfactory. We're in constant touch with the council about this. And I have to say, I think we are getting somewhere. We are going to put up some barriers there sooner rather than later, so that these camper vans can't get in there.